Hello, 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 hello. Today is December the 14th. Can you believe it? We are finally in the last month of the year. Well, here we go. Merry Christmas, everybody. I know you're ready now. If you're not, too bad, right? At least there's some more shopping days left. My name is Linda Sims. The name of this show is called A Voice of a People. And we stream live on the web, you can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device. Did I give you the web address? Probably not.
You said WWGH.
I did. 1071.com.
I don't know if you did all that.
Oh, no, that's right. This is WGH Talk number one. That's how I got off course. It's Christmas time, everybody, right?
Christmas time is here. I love that song.
I do, too. Well, anyway, you can also download an app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or just call in and sing some Christmas songs with us this morning.
Uh-oh.
Watch call 740-383-9944 or... If you have any questions or comments, just request a Christmas song today. Willa Harris is live.
Oh, okay.
In the shop today, and yeah, I'm
sure
here.
Will. I sure will.
Not only that, I have YouTube.
I can't do nothing but make it up.
Hey, we're ready for the Christmas season, right?
We are. Tis it is.
Amen.
And a wonderful season
Amen.
It is.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. They have free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next one will take place this Saturday, December the 16th, from 12 noon to 2 p.m. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the last one for this year, and they usually start up again in April. But if there are any changes, I will let you know. They also have a wellness fitness walk campus adjacent to their sanctuary. Now, don't forget, free produce this Saturday, December 16th, at Logos Christian Ministries begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. We also have Cheryl Lee, the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union's City and County Elementary Schools. Jolie can be contacted at 740-262-0939. I like to start my show off with a thought for today. It usually gets us going. All right, where I want to start. Mastering the Art of Connection. Let's see what that's got.
Mastering the Art of
Connection.
Connection.
Success. Yeah, that is. Success in life often hinges on our ability to connect with others. We commonly find ourselves adjusting our attitudes and responses based on someone else's behavior, usually waiting for them to change first. However, mastering the art of connection means recognizing and valuing others' unique qualities. When we do this, our success doesn't depend on their behavior. Instead, we learn to see and embrace the positive aspects of each individual, enriching ourselves with every interaction. This approach not only fosters personal growth, but also builds meaningful connections. What'd you get out of that, Willie?
That's too much. You try to remember all that. The bottom line is you need to learn how to communicate and talk to people, and you need to learn how to listen and listen to people. or listen to anything for that matter that's trying to communicate, because it may just be an animal that's trying to communicate with you. Because I see a lot of that stuff on the internet.
That's true.
Where the animal come
stuff.
Get somebody
right.
and take them somewhere to show them that something's
really?
Wrong. Oh, yeah, they show a lot of that now.
Really?
Yeah, man. That's happening, man. So, you know, we're living in the first and last days that is always spoke of in the scriptures, and we're here.
Right.
We're in it.
Right. But this says, find ourselves adjusting our attitudes and responses based on someone else's behavior, usually waiting for them to change first. So who should change first?
You.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to change first. Because
right.
every time I've asked God to do something about a situation, the first thing he does is get me to change.
Okay, now let me turn my attention to my guest. I have to introduce him, Willie Harris Tap 1.
Willie Harris Tap 1.
Right?
That's how I got it written out.
You sure do.
I got it written out in bold letters so
yes,
that we can.
You
know, I just thought about that because me and my son, this dude be coming up with some ideas, man. He said, man, let's go to Hobby Lobby and we're going to buy us a couple of little small, stupid things. He said, let's make a logo out of it, put it on some shirts.
Uh-huh.
So he bought this really nice hoodie and he put these two astronauts on there with these stars around them. And it's like he went somewhere in Hollywood and had this made.
What?
But you know something, man? Some people just got that knack.
They got the gift.
And that's what he has, man.
Yes.
I mean, artistic skills.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love it like that. Man.
You know,
people
and
are like that.
And I think these young people have a lot of that, and they're not afraid to use it.
Oh, no. And they're bold with it because
yes.
they recognize it. And
yes.
he tells me all the time, he said, well, you know, you and Mom taught me to do this and to think like this. And I'm like, you know, I forget that sometimes.
Right.
That this is where you get your thought process from, your
right.
foundation. So.
Or if he's really going to use it, right, or put it
yeah.
into action.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we tell him a lot of stuff.
Ooh, Jesus. And get taught and was told a lot of stuff.
Right, and we show him a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely,
so.
Absolutely. But you know what, man, I think in the end, they pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, they do well, man, because you think about it. You go from zero to learn how to speak a language, which brings us in exactly what you was talking about today as far as being able to communicate.
Yeah.
You go from bad, 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 yam, yam, whatever, until you able to hear the language and speak the language, to be able to communicate to another person what you are and who you are. And then as you get older, you developed more and more into the point of where you learn to communicate
right.
better.
Right.
And that's the whole thing, man. If you can communicate well, you're most likely going to have a much better life, I would think. Because it's
true.
Easy. When you can communicate, you can deal with different types of people.
Right.
And that in itself is a gift because everybody has something.
Right.
Because we all here together.
That's true. They got to live amongst one another.
Something.
What's that?
I heard a scientist say something that I hadn't thought about. The guy said, we're asking him a question, and the guy's name is Neil Degrasse. And y'all know his name because I messes it up all the time. But anyways, his name is Neil. And he was explaining, the guy said, well, what did we benefit from going to Earth? I mean, going to the moon. Now, I'm still talking about your connection thing.
Right.
Okay? And he said, what benefit us from going to the moon? He said, for the first time when we was on the moon, man was able to see Earth the way nature intended it for it to be seen,
mm-hmm.
and not some globe with color coding all over. He said, so we at that point realized we're in this together. Going to the moon communicated the thought to humanity that you guys need to clean your air up. He said, after that is when they started all of these different bills to clean up the air, to clean up the water, and all these various things back in 68, 69, whenever
right.
that time was. Because of that communication. When
right.
that person was able to look back and see the Earth for the first time, the way
wow.
it really intended on what it really looks like.
Wow.
Because think about it. All our years, all we ever see is that little globe. You understand?
True, true.
Not until they started coming out with NASA and all those pictures. But anyhow.
Right, and that's all we ever had was the globe. They got that through telescopes, I'm sure.
Well, and these pictures that they're doing now, ooh, Jesus.
I mean, it's different because they're up there now.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were growing up. They hadn't been there yet. We were in grade
school. And
then
with the artificial intelligence helping them to decide what something really. I seen a picture. They were showing a picture of the sun. And this person had created this type of camera picture telescope something or another apparatus to where he was able to generate such a closeness to the picture of the sun to where the sun, all of the flares, the solar flares, looked like hair flowing in wind. Right. I mean, it was a great looking picture, but it was just in such great detail because of how this person had zoomed in on looking at the sun, you know, and just viewing it, man. So,
wow,
the sun is cool.
Yeah, I mean, all that's cool up there. Hey, stars and moon, planets.
You know, now they keep switching the numbers about the planet, but I'm still apt to believe it's nine. Because of the nine holes that's in the human body, I think that's God's testament to the earth that we are on and the solar system that we're on.
I never thought about that.
Well, most people don't. That's why you got me.
Oh my gosh.
He minds too, but we love him though. It's the same. Oh, there you go. They always count them, don't they?
Yeah, because you want to know nine.
Well, count them up then. They always openings. Come out to be nine. Okay.
Openings in the human body.
There's nine holes.
Holes. Well, that's an opening,
in
a right?
In the human body. You got one. You got six up here. You got two ears. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, okay. And your front is 9.
Okay. I just never thought about that.
Well, you do.
Okay. I do.
Now, some people try to get technical and split the one and say, well, there's two pieces there. Yeah, no, we ain't looking at it like that. We're looking at what the primary function is
for
both parts. You know, now they're both are reproductive and do that also, so we don't get into the weeds.
No.
I like it when my son tells me he's a pop. Do you really want to go down that rabbit hole? I was asking him about this guy.
You up out of that one, right?
Well, I was asking him about this guy named Plies. Now, I try to keep up with some of the younger artists.
Okay.
Because for one thing, they are hilarious in the way that they do things because it's like rules. Like, oh, we're making these things up as we go, you know, and that's kind of like how they approach stuff. They learn the rules, they learn the game and play it all the way to their advantage. And by the time you catch up, you'd be like, well, what up? Anyways, this young brother, man, he said, I asked him, I said, man, you ever heard of this dude? Because I heard it through some other media stuff. And he said, yeah, man. He said, you know, I don't know, Pop. He said, man, he said, all right. He said, if you listen to this guy, he said, don't go too deep in there. He said, just look at what he's talking about.
Right.
Kind of get a gist of who he is. He said, but don't go in the rabbit hole. He said, because this dude, man, I'm looking at this dude, man. This dude, he's out there, bro. Young dude, man.
Wow.
It's just expression and passion.
Right.
That's what it is, man. Mm. You know, these brothers, man, and sisters, they out here, they expressing themselves, man. A lot of people are. A lot of good expression and then a lot of crazy stuff. But.
And I notice even the stars, they've gone to a new level as far as expressing themselves and just like what they used to do.
Taylor Swift, I think, that's one that just did that whole voting drive thing, if I ain't mistaken.
Right.
Man, millions of people she had registering to vote. Because she's got millions and millions and millions followers. And millions of followers.
Yes.
So, you know, it's like, I'm only asking a million of you guys to do something. I got over 200 million followers. You know, just one. Just,
and that's something.
Oh, yeah, man.
Just a name can pull that much attention.
Well, here again, connection.
Connection.
Because it ain't just her name. It's what she does when she's as an artist.
Right.
And how she connect with her audience.
True.
And then they connect back to her. And then that way they can have a mutual exchange of understanding.
Right.
Because they both speak in a language that they both understand.
Right.
So, I mean, it's cool because me and my son, we're starting a series to where on Monday, it's supposed to be Monday Madness. On Tuesday is Tasteful Tuesday. On Wednesday is Wisdom Wednesday. On Thursday is Thirsty Thursday. And on Friday is Freaky Friday.
Oh my.
Now, this is what our intentions were. But see, we wasn't listening to God all the way.
Right.
He gave us the idea, but then we took it and just like, oh, this is how we going to do this. Right. We ain't, that ain't how he set this up.
Right.
First of all, we can't do that.
No.
Because we don't have no expertise in all that stuff. But, however, with the drinking and with the eating, we good at that. Because we done been on both sides of that.
Right.
So, just like today, we're only going to be talking about drinks that don't have no alcohol in them. You know, okay. All these beautiful
virgin drinks. Yeah.
Well, we didn't. You know, we didn't even call them that. They call them instead of mock. Okay, you got mocktails, and you got cocktails. Mocktails is the ones that don't have any of the alcohol in it. So I don't know where all this new stuff is coming from. So I'm like you. You know, a virgin.
Right.
You know,
right.
But I guess that's crazy now because people get, you done, whatever. So let's just go with the mocktail, just so we can stay straight. But I think it's cool because one week we did wine, and which, we know a lot about too because we sold it. Well, he did. So what we're going to do, different parts of the year, different parts, we're just going to come up with stuff. Did you get a message?
No, I was looking up something. We said virgin, right?
Oh, Lord.
And I was trying to... You know, they got this guy on YouTube called New Breed. You heard of him?
New Breed. I've heard that name, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And he's captured a lot of young people's minds.
Yeah, you gotta be careful when that happens.
Yes, and it's like this.
Because you remember when that happened with Kevin Samuels? Remember the guy that was talking to all the women real crazy? And he was telling women true stuff, but he was just being really abrasive about it. And then, beautiful brother, man. I mean, you know, if you'd have saw him, you'd have thought he was Muslim. I don't know if he were or not, but he was just cut like that. And, man, that dude, he died. Now, I don't think that the way the women celebrated his death was cool. But it was like, oh, we glad he did. You know, I didn't believe in it like that. But
right.
So this guy, New Breed, so what are you talking about?
Well, when you said virgin, he has convinced a lot of young people that Mary was not a virgin, Jesus' mother. So he took...
Wasn't a virgin as far as what? No, okay, go ahead. Let's hear his premise.
A person, he took the number two. There's like one, two definitions of the word virgin. And then there's adjectives, right? So he took number two and has ran this home. Now, see, this is what I get upset with my grandsons. Why don't you read for yourself? You just can't take everybody's opinion, right? And this says, number two, a person who is naive, innocent, or inexperienced in a particular context. A political virgin. Right? Then it says, number one, a person who has never had sexual intercourse, she's still a virgin. So he was talking to them as if she wasn't a virgin. He's using the number two. Well, she's just a maiden and experienced and all that kind of stuff. Doesn't mean that she had not been with a man. That's what they're trying to get to. They're trying to discredit God, Jesus Christ, coming in the flesh. As if to say, no, that wasn't God. Or Joseph is his real daddy. You know, we're there.
Well, the thing is, we know Joseph didn't act like the real daddy. Now, whether he was or not, he didn't act like it. Because he let Mary take the lead. Because first of all, when Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant, he had a little toot about it. He got snatched up about that.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so If he was the real daddy, he probably would have been in a different position,
right?
And wouldn't have got snatched up,
right?
But he got snatched up because he's like, well, it ain't mine.
I haven't been with her, right?
That's right. We want to know who.
Right, he want to know who she been with, right?
Yeah.
That ain't mine.
So, you know, and that's the devil. That's that's the enemy.
It is.
That's
it,
Satan.
Absolutely.
Because what he does is he takes truth and then he starts twisting it.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Whether she was a number one or number two virgin, the fact of the matter is she is still credited for being the mother of
virgin.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
And that she was a virgin.
Right.
And did not
conceive me. Right.
In a natural form.
Right.
That we now call all kinds of things today because
right.
of confusions and lack of communication.
That's so true.
And connections, as we said in the beginning of the show.
And connections.
You gotta
Boy, that's
be,
gonna go a long way today.
Because connection is the most important thing there is, because no matter what you do, you gotta be connected.
Yes.
Because if you ain't connected, you by yourself.
True. Gotta be connected
to
somebody.
Or somebody. Yes, sir.
Somewhere.
Well,
somehow.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, all of them. So, you know, God is just speaking. I asked him to do just that. I said, you know, let your will be done.
Right.
You speak to your folk, 'cause you know what they need. But we don't know what they we don't know what people
Isn't need. That the best way to do it?
That's the only way I know to say.
You know.
That way you can come back and say, well, God did.
Right.
You know there's a song called that.
What?
God did.
God did it.
Beautiful song. You ain't gonna you probably you ain't, no you in the wrong
not that one.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
You in the wrong. You wouldn't listen to this stuff.
Oh, I wouldn't.
No, because okay. You probably don't listen to Lil Wayne and
no.
and Rose and
no.
And Hub and Harbor or whatever he called his name.
No,
he,
I would not.
He was easy, but now he's Hoba. And he holds, so we let him go with that. So bump. That's Jay-Z and Lil Wayne. So anyways, DJ Khaled is a famous DJ that came out of Florida. Now, let me tell you something. Because my son is young, I can get a chance to stay up with this stuff. Because when I see something, I go ask him. And I say, hey, man, what's that? He'd be like, okay, do this, that, or whatever.
Right.
So that's how I started listening to these guys. Okay, because I was like, man. I said, man, that is some of the craziest stuff that Kanye is saying. I said, man, he said, Pop, you got to understand how this guy rhymes. And once he kind of explained to me his the way he approached, how he looked at stuff, you could see how this dude was manipulating his words. And it's just cool. So I started learning to appreciate the artistry of these younger cats.
Right, right.
And I mean, I don't necessarily understand everything they're saying. And
I'm sure you don't.
Because they speak another language.
Yes.
About stuff, you know, and if you don't know the language or have somebody interpret it, you won't make that connection.
You're just lost.
But I love it, man, because these guys are doing what they're supposed to do. And my boy Rick, man, Rick Ross, I don't know nothing about him other than what I see on you know, because there's always stuff. But I like the way he just, he be just flowing, man. And he be always telling them, I'm a boss. This is what you do when you're the boss. I mean, this dude went and bought Buffalo and put on his land. Show you. He has, I don't know how many acres, but it's over 100 so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Promised Land. So when you first come into his estate, he got this huge thing that says, welcome to the Promised Land.
Oh, my.
These brothers ain't playing. I love
see.
It, man. I think
see.
That's cool.
It is
and
cool.
Like I said, he went and got some bison to put on his land. He wanted to really show you we're going back a little way.
Right, right.
I love it, man.
That's neat.
These
that's
brothers,
really neat.
These brothers, man.
He got him a farm. Grazing animals.
You think about this. He said his bison had got out and went into the neighbor's yards.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even see the neighbor's yard from where he lives. You know
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
I mean, he made it sound like they just went over there.
Uh-huh.
Just like you just go out there and just go, nah, man. This thing was way up the street, man. I'm like, well, how the heck did y'all get all the way up there? They bison, man, so they roam.
Right, right.
You know, so anyhow.
Wow. So, you do have them fenced in, I'm sure.
He had to put a special wall up for noise barrier because he was giving shows every year, car shows.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got some 300, 200 something cars that he has personally. So he brings all these cars out, and these people come from all over the country.
Wow.
If not other countries. And now it's not cheap to be a part of the show. You know, because, I mean, you got to pay what they call a few bands.
Right.
And so it's $25,000, I think he said, for your entry fee. So these guys are hard rollers, man. They don't play. They got money. Have you ever seen, now this is just skipping the subject, but same kind of craziness. You ever seen them young kids selling tennis shoes? You need to go on YouTube one of these days and just look at the selling, retail selling of tennis shoes. And look at the way these guys do it. Man, they got these tables, just like this one guy came up, young dude. He said, hey, man, he said, I'll give you $100,000 for all your shoes right now. The guy said, no, man, I need $120,000. He said, man, look, hey, I give you $100,000 for all of them.
Wow.
So they got to negotiating. They started negotiating. So finally, it ended up being, they ended up with the $100,000. But it's just the idea. This dude had $100,000 in cash in his possession. And he just takes out this thing and starts stacking his money up here. And then he said, don't even worry about the shoes. He's like, I'm going to sell them anyway. Just leave all this out up here. I'm just going to buy the whole thing. I mean, and this is how they, I mean, you should see, I mean, they sell tennis shoes for $30,000, $40,000, man.
Wow.
I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
I think I've seen something like that.
This stuff is crazy. And so, like I said, if you ain't into that, you don't get it. You know,
because this guy redesigning these shoes? Is this the guy you're talking about?
No, he refurbished shoes. And then he goes in, that one guy that you're talking about, what he does is he goes in and re-completely designs them.
Right.
And, but he still used the stock of what he started right. with, what they start out with. So
he making big money, mad money, man. Too. I seen him, he gave somebody a pair as a gift.
Let me tell you something. Them tennis shoes, Yeezy, no. Which one am I talking about now? Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call? Does he call himself Yeezy? Yeah, he does, don't he?
I think so.
Anyway, Yee. His tennis shoes was $22,000, man, that they were selling. And I thought they was kidding.
Kanye trying to get that billion and a half back.
Yeah.
That they took from him. I don't blame him.
You know a whole bunch of people billionaires and we didn't know.
I know.
Because I didn't know 50 Cent was talking about. He said, man, I've been a billionaire since 2007. See, that ain't nothing new for us.
He ain't on the list, though. I don't know why he ain't on the list.
Well, he does things to either stay off of it or don't care.
What's the name of that list?
The Forbes.
Yeah.
Eh. Well, they have a certification list, too. To where when you're a billionaire, you have to be certified as a billionaire, and I think you have to. Now, if you're a multi-billionaire, you got, you know, 4, 5, 6 billion, you can be certified probably a lot easier than if you right. just got one and you keep bouncing
right.
between a billion, 900 million.
You're right, which is really a billion. If you 900 million, that's a billion. They say anything. Remember in math, there was anything over 5. You turn it over to the next dollar, right? You remember
you round
that?
It off, right?
Yeah, to yeah, the next well, dollar.
I don't know how they. I don't know how they do billions. I haven't quite made that status yet. You know, if you think about it,
billionaires. Let me see.
We probably haven't taken a million sips of air.
I don't know. You sure?
Well, think about this. Every day you get 84,000 seconds in the day. So that's the smallest you can break it down to. If you do 84,000 a day, how long would it take for you to get to a million? See, I don't want to try to do the math.
Too long for me to try to figure. You got your cell phone?
I don't want to try to do that math, man. Because that means you're gonna have to be every day. You got to take you what? Whew.
They got Lil Wayne at 170 million.
170.
Pharrell, 250 million. Eminem, 250 million. Drake, 250. Kanye, 400 million. Burner, 410 million. Dr. Dre, 500 million. Diddy, 850. But I thought that they just made him a billionaire not just a couple weeks ago. Diddy.
Dre. Dr. Dre signed for his beats. He did $1 billion just on his beats.
When he sold his beat.
That dude getting paid. The thing is, man, I don't know how these guys are doing it, and I don't blame them for doing it. They don't want their money being, because you got when people know how much money you got, they be looking at that.
Jay-Z, 2.5.
You talking about 2.5 billion? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he probably worth a couple more than that, about another billion somewhere. And the reason I'm saying that, man, because these guys are enterprise, man. That's what they reporting. Then you can believe they got more money than this. That I mean, them guys don't show their whole hand. I wouldn't.
Rihanna, 1.7 billion.
I love it, but she did not. Mm-hmm. Here's a chick. She, to me, she was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I didn't like her music per se.
Right.
But once I started listening to her talk about business, mm-hmm. I fell in love with that because I was like, this chick here is tight.
Smart.
And when she made that deal with the perfume or with the smell.
The sleepwear, too.
It's that, too. But her perfume her perfume was huge.
Yes.
I said, oh, okay. Because you remember 50 Cent did the same thing with the water. Mm-hmm. And we was like, you buying water, bro? He said, yeah. He said, everybody got to drink water.
True.
And he said, and the earth is 3/4% water.
Right.
So he said, yeah, I'm going to buy water. That was kind of cool. I thought
it was. Because we don't think about stuff like that. She came out with that.
When you have an entrepreneur in mind,
that's a gift too. Yes, it is.
Because I done tried to be entrepreneurs, whatever the word is, and it ain't as simple as you think. You know, some people say, oh, just get started. Yeah, that's true. The best, I'm going to tell you, I've done other businesses that I made money doing, but I wasn't successful in them.
Right.
And if success means that business taking care of you, not you just constantly nurturing it and putting money in it.
Right.
And you got to travel all these places and pay all this money for different things, you know.
Right.
When your business is running and functioning correctly, it takes care of you, even if it's on a minimum scale.
True.
And see, so I've never had quite that, but I've been kind of close. So this whole thing with the YouTube and the internet is teaching me another whole lesson, man.
That's good, though.
Because
you haven't given up.
I'm so frustrated sometimes, though.
I bet.
Sometimes. Because, you know, I can spend hours and hours editing stuff or preparing and then recording stuff and getting lightings and mics and sound right and all that crap. And then somebody look at 5 seconds and say, oh, I don't like this. You know, so you done spent all that time on something that some people look at and disregard in less than 2 or 3 seconds. They're like, oh, man, I ain't listening to that. That nonsense, you know.
Yep.
You know, and then, you put a lot of time in that stuff, man. So, when you're only getting a few views here and there.
Rihanna is now the richest female musician in the world.
Oh, yeah. She's been like that for a minute.
Yeah.
Because she had surpassed, because everybody thought Madonna had it. But no, Jay-Z's wife,
Beyonce. Yeah.
Had surpassed. I think Beyonce was like number three.
I think they have her like 500 million, somewhere around there.
Like I said, they worth a lot of money.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Together.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I think they're the number one power couple. As far as money is concerned. Now, of course, you know, there's other people. But see, other people that's got money don't necessarily pool their money together like
this. Oh, no.
So.
No, that's true. That's so true.
So, that's what we're working on, man. Trying to get whatever. You know?
Robert Smith estimated at net worth $5 billion. 2021, almost twice that of Oprah and Jay-Z. Who is he, Robert Smith?
He's going to sound like a guy that sells real estate or something. I don't know who he is. But it sounds like there was a guy one time that they showed a feature on in Manhattan or in New York, and he had a lot of money, and it kind of sounded like what that guy was. But he was a real estate developer.
Real estate.
Yeah. And guys be making some cash,
man. I know, that's right now. Shoot, I don't even need all that. I don't mind having some of it.
Well, you know something? It's not a bad matter of need. You know that. Because
no, and it's not. And, no. You know, sometimes I feel like you have had ideas that I think should have made me a millionaire. If I had went through with it or had the right connections, which is our theme today, connections.
Yeah.
You know, I had a couple inventions. They were looking for inventions, and they had the name of the company on TV and all that, like it was very reputable. So I sent my designs there, you know, with the contract and all that kind of stuff. You know, didn't know really what I was doing. Stole my design.
That's what they'll do.
Stole it.
That's the whole purpose in them doing that kind of stuff, is to steal. It's to steal your ideas. With the music industry. Yeah. They do the same thing with the music industry. You know, you send your tapes in to, you got to send demos in. That was the big thing back in the day, sending demos in.
Right.
And then you get your demos in there, man. These guys are listening to your demos. I've gone in people's office and give them your demo, and they had another cassette hooked up to where, while they're listening to it, they're copying. Well,
so they can copy Linda,
Linda, we started doing the same thing. Let me tell you something, man. That was just a game, man.
I know.
Because you think about it, you got people out here that's really good at producing and writing, and everybody is not. Do you know how much? Okay, you know the song that every move we make, who you think sang that? Okay, P. Diddy is not the one that wrote that.
Okay, yeah.
That was written by Sting.
It was?
Yeah, that's Sting's music.
Okay.
P. Diddy got to pay him upwards of $2,000 per day for that song.
Oh, my.
For sampling it. Mm. Or he got to stop using it. Now, that was his biggest song.
Wow.
And he made this dude millions and millions, but now don't get it twisted. P. Diddy made way more than Sting did. But right. Sting still made a few million off of it.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Wow. So, yeah, man, I mean, understanding businesses and when we first started, it's just like now, you know, telling what you want to do, which people listen, oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Take it and go with it.
Well, I've seen, there's another podcast, some cats that came on. I ain't going to mention their name, not because I don't want to give them the credit, but, and I know they looked at me and my boy's stuff and came up with that idea. Because they just started a few months back.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And their format, because they got money, they cleaned all the stuff up that we ain't able to clean up at our level because we don't have the money to do it.
Right.
Because we don't have cameramen. We don't have great cameras. We got cheap stuff.
True.
Okay, we don't have a sound man. We don't have somebody to do our lighting and all that stuff. Right. These guys got that ability. So they took a scrubby idea, which is what we had, and shined it up, and it made it look like they were brilliant.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And we're sitting there looking at it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
I know that hurt.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Right.
You know, and it's just like I was showing him the other day. I said, man, come in, look at what this guy. It's another guy, I said, is calling his whole tour. That was another thing we started, and I didn't stop doing mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you was just doing this thing, I'm still be doing mine. Because if you look at the paperwork and look at when I initially started that, you'll see it's before your tour. So I don't know where you got your idea from. But see, honey, listen. People always talk about copyright.
I know they do.
Copyright, if I say what I feel, people are going to think it's wrong.
Well, tell us.
If you have something that has a copyright on it, that just means that the copy that you have the right to that copy. So you have the copyright.
So it doesn't mean that somebody else... It doesn't stop someone else from copying or taking it.
No, because right then once they copy it, they can have a copy.
Right.
Right.
What now, they produce. Wow.
What becomes interesting is depending on who got the best lawyers and who got the most money will determine on who gets that particular thing. Like Pharrell, for instance. Mm-hmm. Pharrell supposedly used a loop, which is a term for samplers, from a Marvin Gaye piece to make one of his most popular songs. Mm-hmm. When they showed that song and said, oh yeah, he been using this, mm-hmm. I couldn't hear Marvin Gaye's music in there.
Okay.
No, not okay. Me personally.
Okay.
But other people were like, oh yeah, I hear that in there. And you know, and I'm like, I don't know. But he ended up paying, if I ain't mistaken, $15 million for using that.
Right.
So somebody heard something. The judge heard something.
Yeah,
see, so this is what I'm trying to say. The judge heard that and like, uh-uh. See that last little progression and stuff? You got that from there.
Wow.
And he done made, I mean, because this thing done went double, triple platinum. He done made $50, $60 million off of it. So to keep what he had, he give, you know, the royalties that you deserve, you know. So all he did was just pay them what they would have gotten anyway.
Just like that movie Eddie Murphy made, Coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
He had to pay that. This was supposed to have been a remake of someone else's movie. You remember that? He had to end up paying that money to that guy. I think it was Coming to America.
No, I don't recall Coming to America, but I will tell you one that was done like that.
Which one?
But it wasn't that. It was The Matrix.
Oh, Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. That was originally written by a black lady. And that whole thing was a black, was going to be a black movie. Kind of like the way Wakanda was.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of on the same line. But Keanu Reeves and them got into it. And, you know, and they decided to do what they do. And it became what it is. And after that thing made billions of dollars, that chick came out. She already had her lawyers and everything set up, I think. They had already came to that conclusion that they were going to sue. Because they realized how big that the movie was going to be. They must have anticipated it.
Must have.
Well, they did because they ended up making billions of dollars off of that. She did when she sued them.
Hmm.
Man, you see all kinds of people be making money, just like the chick for Harry Potter.
Right.
She was just making up stuff to tell her kids, she said.
And somebody She's else a billionaire over, too.
Yeah, and somebody else overheard and said, "You know, that's a good idea." And you were speaking on that as far as how to protect your ideas. You can't do it through a copyright, but what the copyright does, it allows you to have an argument on when you register your that piece of music or that piece of art or whatever. And so it gives you a reference point so that if me and you go to court and mine is June the 3rd and yours is June the 1st, mm-hmm. you're going to say, well, man, I put this out on the internet June the 1st.
Right, right.
And he said, and then on June the 3rd, this dude came out with it. Well, the judge going to look at that and he's going to say, okay, you didn't have this out until June the 3rd. And you can say, but, Your Honor, I was working on it in my studio and hadn't released it. He just released his first, but I had it too. Then now they got to go back and look at some other stuff. They got to look at your when you was recording.
Right.
And you got to start trying to prove. And that's why I said the money aspect come in. Because you have to prove. Because now you have to prove beyond that one part of it. The shadow of that doubt. Because right. Now you say, well, wait a minute. Me and this dude was working in the studio together.
Right.
And he overheard my stuff.
and realized that I didn't put it out before he put it out, and he came in and put my stuff out, and because he put it out before me, it make it seem like it's his, but it's really mine. Now they got to go back and say, well, when was y'all in the studio?
Right.
Now you can say, we was in the studio on, let's say, May the 3rd.
Wow.
Okay.
This will be continued next hour, 11:15 until the top of the hour, 12 noon. Come back and see us. Willie Harris, Tap 1, and Linda Sims, the voice of the people.
See, you shouldn't have put it in your folder. Ain't no good when it's hidden it.
I wrote it down, though. Oh, Willie Harris, Tap 1, Linda Sims, the voice of the people. Till next time, be blessed. Thank
Howdy.
You.
The place for the holiday season. From 101-year-old oldest working actor in Hollywood, Norman Lloyd, reading How the Grinch Stole Christmas,